Play it, Jer. Play it, Jeremy. Play it once.
I won't play it. I don't know. We'll never play it again.
I don't know how this came up on the show. I think it was Norm holding Hollywood Shuffle and not watching it, and we started talking movies, and we're talking older movies, and so we said we will watch Casablanca. And we
basically
did.
We watch all of Norm's old favorite movies, and he never watches any of ours.
Right. No? We started with The Mississippi Gambler.
Yep. With Piper Laurie, Norm's crush.
Mm. Norm's first celebrity crush.
His cone crush.
but now, Mike and I watched Casablanca last night, and like we talked about in the open, I have not laid my eyes on 1 second of Casablanca ever.
Neither had you, Mike?
Not for 1 sec. I have a serious gap of all these famous old movies. I've never seen about any of them, and I have zero problem with that.
All right.
I don't have a problem with it either, but usually you will see... I've seen a few seconds of Gone with the Wind. Haven't seen the whole thing, but I've seen a little bit. This one, after pushing play, if I didn't see the word Casablanca on the map, I thought for about 15 minutes I was watching the wrong movie.
Why?
I don't know. It felt like I had to rent it because you can't get it free anywhere.
And yeah, then, 70 years later, and we had to pay $3.99 to rent it.
That movie should be available all over the place.
Yeah.
That's complaint number one. I had
from
to rent
where?
It on DirecTV.
Okay. You didn't have to, like, go find a video store or something.
No, yeah, Blockbuster. No. Drive 2 hours to Blockbuster.
Go back in time to when Blockbuster existed.
2,000 miles to Blockbuster.
So
maybe
I
the nearest one.
I'll pull the curtain back a tad. I hung out a little bit with Mike last night.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike watched the first half of the movie when I saw him. And he said, "Do you want to know what I think?" And I said, "No." Because I wanted to, you know, kind of go in with an open mind. Because my mind was shut.
Closed.
Closed. Michael Irvin closed before watching this movie. And he said, "Okay, I'll leave you with this one thing. I cannot wait to get home and watch the second half." That's
go.
The only thing he told me.
Wow.
So I said, okay. It opened my mind a little bit because I do trust his judgment as far as things that I will like. We're on the same page on a lot of things.
And we went into this, like, beat down. Like, this is like a work that we put in for the P1 here.
This
like,
was a chore.
Oh,
it, at the beginning, it was a chore, thinking, oh, my gosh. Because I'm thinking all these older movies are going to be 2.5 hours or something like that. It comes in at a nice, crisp 143.
Yeah.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And after the initial 15, and he gave me great advice in watching this movie. Please, dear God, have the closed captioning on. Because if you don't, you will miss. That's some fast-talking stuff going on around there, boy. And they switch from German to French and English and all this in a blink of an eye. You have to have closed captioning on. So thank you for that.
Yes.
First 15 minutes, I'm a little confused trying to process everything as far as leading up to it. But once you see that hunk Humphrey Bogart on screen, it is over. That dude is the man.
You know, that was the first romantic role he'd ever had.
Wow.
He had played gangsters and bad guys and sort of good guys, but that was the first romantic role, romantic lead he'd ever had.
I laughed out loud once.
Okay.
And it was toward the very beginning when the guy, they were taking people prisoners, and they're asking for papers.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked for his papers. He said, "Oh, I don't have them on me." "Well, you'll have to come with me." But then he said, oh, here they are right here.
Mm-hmm.
They're expired. He takes off running, and they shoot him in the back. It was the funniest thing I had seen in a movie in a long time, because when did this movie come out? 41?
42.
Something like that?
Very late 42.
And just the pow, and him standing straight up.
And they don't even go with, like, the blood packet on the back. He just
reaches back and stiffens up for a second.
It's just
and
a little
over.
Puff of smoke, and then all of a sudden he just goes down. Man, that made me laugh
you
out
didn't
loud.
Laugh at the corrupt local cop guy when he had to shut it down for the gambling.
And then the
guy
walked
up. He said, I can't believe there's gambling going on in this building. Shut it down. And then
here's your winnings.
Here's your winnings, sir. Thank you.
He just put them right in his pocket and got everybody the hell out of there. Dude, it's not intentionally funny. It's a good movie.
No, that's intentionally funny.
I enjoyed my Casablanca experience, and I didn't think I would.
Dude,
seriously.
I loved it. I loved it. It was fast, and you're right. The Humphrey Bogart thing, you can't take your eyes off of him, and everything he says is snappy and
his
genius.
His voice, just his presence.
Rick.
Oh, man, Rick was the man.
We'll get into some of the lines, because there are so many lines. I'm like, oh, that's what that's from, clearly.
And all the joints and all the world she had to walk into mine.
Yep.
I'd heard that on different shows. They're parodying that. I didn't know it was Casablanca.
Yeah.
Here, let me just play this. Can I play 40 seconds worth?
Sure.
It's basically the most famous quotes from Casablanca. Ready?
Yes.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. Here's looking at you, kid.
Play it once, Sam. For all time's sake.
I don't know what you mean, Miss Elsa.
Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much.
Round up the usual suspects.
Louis, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
That's when he and Claude Rains walked off.
The very end.
Across, did you notice the water intentionally put on the blacktop so it would be shining as they walked off toward the horizon? Toward the French garrison at Brazzaville. I think that's where they were headed.
Yeah. I'll tell you my favorite line real quick that's not a famous line, and it was almost right when you were first introduced to Humphrey Bogart, to Rick.
Okay.
And he's standing at the bar, and there's another girl there. So I'll do a little one-act play. She says, "Where were you last night? That's so long ago, I don't remember. Will I see you tonight? I never make plans that far ahead." Like, he was just such a pimp.
Yeah.
He was a pimp, and she was good looking. She was better looking than the lead actress.
Yes. Ooh, don't say that in front of Norm.
She was. The Yvonne girl?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, she was hot.
How cool is Rick's American Cafe?
Rick's American. C-A-I-N. Rick's American Cafe.
Just gambling and good music and the hookahs everywhere.
And the fact that in that time, for 1942, they make the lady the adulterer. And not the dude.
Right.
That kind of surprised me a little bit. I was wondering what was happening when they went to the flashback. It was kind of the cloudy kind of thing to let you know it was a flashback. I thought that was funny also. And, right?
Yeah,
but it's
exactly.
Just kind of a cloudy, wavy thing. And they're back in Paris and they're courting and all that. And that almost shocked me when she said she was married. I went, oh! Kind of right. Crushed my pearls a little
she
bit. I cannot
before?
Believe that you did that
scandalous.
To Rick. How hot Rick is. And then as he's reading the note at the train station,
and the rain hits it and it
making the ink run. Yes. Dude, I was like, oh my gosh.
She didn't show.
Let me give you guys some quick facts about Casablanca.
Quick facts.
It was entered in two different years for Best Picture. It came out so late in 42 that the Academy allowed it to be re-entered in 43, where it won. Bogart did not win Best Actor. It won Best Picture. It won Best Director. But Jimmy Cagney won Best Actor for Yankee Doodle Dandy. And Ingrid Bergman didn't win Best Actress either. Greer Garson won that. Bogart was a heavy smoker and heavy drinker, who died at 57 years old of cancer.
Mm.
And you talked about Yvonne, the girl at the bar.
Yeah.
Sasha, the bartender, was in love with her.
Oh, yeah. Sasha was funny. Loved,
you know, Russian dude.
You know, one of my favorite lines, as they're sitting talking in the office, as she's explaining everything, and they rekindle. Oh, no. Oh, was that when they were in Paris? It may have been in Paris, and they're about to leave, and she said, "Kiss me. Kiss me like you mean it." And boy, he just...
Oh, it was kiss me like it's the last time.
Oh, yeah, like kiss me like it's the last time.
Yes.
He just sat up and they just pressed lips because you can't do anything like that on the movie screen. I was like, that's the last time?
Come on. That wasn't a real kiss.
No, that's not real at all.
That bartender, Sasha?
Sasha was great.
got the job because he was Bogart's drinking buddy.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh,
and,
man.
And last thing, of all the great stars here, Bogart, by the way, Paul Henreid, who paid the played the husband of Ingrid Bergman, he was a big actor. Claude Rains, Sidney Greenstreet, Peter Lorre, the highest paid person on that movie was none of them. It was Strasser. The
German
Nazi,
yeah,
because that guy Conrad, I think it's Veidt, was a refugee, actually from Nazi Germany, had been an actor, and he was the highest paid person on that set.
It's shocking when they get off the plane with the Hitler salute.
Oh yeah, I didn't.
That's very shocking.
I didn't know there was any of that.
I did not.
I didn't know it was World War II. I didn't even know. I had nothing coming in.
I didn't. And but his death at the end was one of those not intentionally. Dude, it's 42, Jer. But as he's on the phone and he gets the bullet and he just kind of
The deaths are great.
Oh, the deaths are so funny. I have a 2-day rental on Casablanca at home. I will watch it again tonight before it goes away. I really enjoyed it, man.
I'm glad you guys did. That's a fine.
Bring on more. Dude, what's next?
Give the local tie you were going to say too, Norm, because one of the stars of that thing was the piano player.
The piano player was Dooley Wilson, who was not a piano player.
Really?
He was a drummer from Tyler, Texas. Tyler, Texas. They dubbed the piano music off screen.
But he played it off well.
Didn't he?
Great.
I like the song Knock on Wood, Ticket Stop.
Yeah.
Ticket Stop.
Are you lucky? Yeah, we're lucky. Well, knock on wood. Dude,
Ticket
I loved
stock.
It. And it really gives me hope for some of these other old movies because you just have this stigma. You think they are what they are. But, man, it was fast-paced. It was funny. An hour 42 is no problem. I loved it.
And it fit the time because that was World War II, and the movie industry was trying to make all sorts of different movies about heroes who would oppose the Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was kind of weird about what Rick was actually doing before he ran the cafe. Like, he kind of vaguely... They always said he was on the underdog side, but you never really, like, running guns and doing something else. I couldn't quite grasp what he was doing, or I couldn't quite grasp the mission that the girl's husband was doing also.
Laszlo?
Yeah. I couldn't quite grasp that either, but it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Glad you guys liked that.
All right, next up, now that you're in the bogey mood, Maltese Falcon.
Okay, that's another one I've heard of.
Yes.
Greenstreet, Lorre, and Bogart.
Are you saying that we would like this?
I think you would. If you like this, you'll like Maltese Falcon.
Okay.
Same time period, some of the same actors.
Man, Norm, you hang on to Hollywood Shuffle for another couple months. We'll do a few more years. We'll do Maltese Falcon next.
All right, so Casablanca, two thumbs up.
Two snaps.
I wish I had more
Z
hands.
Formation.
Love this.
I wish I had more hands.
Have you seen it, Julie?
No. I love that y'all love it so much.
So I can give Casablanca 4 thumbs up.
You'll love it more than either of those two, Julie. I swear to you.
I'm going to watch it now. Have to after these rave reviews.
Yeah.